So the next one, Country Backing Track in A, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's also based on 12 bar blues in the key of A. And first thing we hear is it's a bit of finger style, but even if you don't play finger style, I'm not doing the finger style justice right now. I can play finger style, but I'd have to practice it right this minute. But you can at least enjoy the benefits of that riff. Sometimes people play A7, barring, instead of using three fingers with A, they bar with finger one on strings 4, 3, and 2, fret 2, and then they add, and then you can stretch pinky and get that A up there. Right? So you stretch that, 5th fret to the 3rd fret, and then you have the 2nd fret, all on the top string, And a couple things I just want to say about the intro. I'm not transcribing it exactly because it's fingerstyle. And so unless you learn fingerstyle, you're not going to be able to play it exactly anyway. That's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding. That is partly why I'm not doing it. It's partly out of laziness and it's partly out of just interest in time management within the lesson. There's another thing too. That last note on bar one is an E note, and it goes. You could get that open, that note, but I prefer it to be played at the 2nd string 5th fret. So, now I'm using that with a pick, so, but if I were to do it with my fingers, I'd have to practice it. It sounds pretty bad, but I haven't done my fingerstyle in a long time, and I don't know, I would have to practice that for like maybe a few days to get it that fast. And then the 2nd riff over here, this is a very common fingerstyle. So you don't have to use finger style. You could use pick and a finger, like do the pick on. So I'm looking at the 3rd bar of what I wrote, and you could pick the note on the 3rd string 2nd fret with the pick, and then have the note played by pinky on the 1st string 5th fret played with another finger. It's just like kind of a hybrid picking thing, or pick and claw. People call it pick and claw. And then, so you want to keep that top note the same and then descend the lower note. Like that. Alright, and then so leave pinky where it is and take finger 3 and put it on 4th string 5th fret and hit those two. And then descending with finger 2, then finger 1. And then you got finger 1 stretches to, now we're on the next line. You know. Alright, but don't get hung up on the intro, but that's how you would do it. If you didn't want to use pick and claw or hybrid picking, you could play it with a pick. I can do it with a pick. And what did I do? It's called string muting. This is a more advanced technique, so don't get hung up if you can't do it, but I'm playing the top string 5th fret with pinky, the 4th string 5th fret with finger 3, and I'm laying finger 3 over the 2 strings in between that I don't want to hit. So if you did it in slow motion, it would sound like this. So that is something you should, if you want to learn that, you would practice this.
I would rather do it this way.
Right, okay, but I'm just putting it out there. All right, so that's all just the intro. Let's get into the meat of it. And then, So. So normally you play A with 2, 3, and 4, but bar it with finger 1, and then now your third finger is free to play those low notes. There's a D note in there, the fourth string, the last note of the first bar, the second line, second bar, last note. It's in parentheses because I hear it. It might be two guitars on this track, and we're condensing it down to one. And I think it's too hard and it's unnecessary, so I would leave that out. That's why it's in parentheses. In other words, I hear one guitar going that note right there, but it comes quick. But if you're gonna, it messes up solo guitar. I'd leave it out, and instead I'd play just the regular A chord, you know, the regular A chord. So I put that in parentheses too. I'm just explaining what all this means. All right. And then... just... that was D7. On the E... so there's not much embellishment on the D7. Except he's not hitting this top string. Right. I'm not going to transcribe the rhythm of that because just... mimic the rhythm of the D7, that is. Here it comes. Yeah, I'm not gonna write that out, that where it goes. You know, just mimic it, just mimic it, and then you're back to the riff. Here it is. Now on the E7, so wait, before I get to the E7, let me just say over the A7, I just put SIM, which means similar to what you had before. I'm not going to rewrite all that. On the E7, he does a little, you should learn this, take first finger off, almost so that's like an E minor, but then you quickly put it back on. Yeah, so like you hit the bass note of the chord, and then as soon as you strike, right after you strike, you got it. That's how you do it. How to notate that? I'll try my best. So in the notation, H means hammer.
Yeah.
So. Form, he's got the same lick as in the very beginning of the intro. And you're right, it doesn't do the second string on the E7. It only does, it only picks up to the third string. So if I hit the second string, my bad. But you're right about that. And then, like, don't get hung up trying to learn. I mean, yes, these riffs are good, but also try and jam along just the actual blues progression. What I mean is, even if you can't play it up to tempo right now, you could at least jam the blues, because the form of the blues is one that's well known, and I write it at the bottom. So I guess what it is because it's a fast tempo, in order to strum along, you have to move your hand.
Right, right, I understand that.
Let me see you do that. Try jamming along to it. Here comes the top. 2, 3, 4. Wait. Here comes D. So. Okay, now to strum along with this, you know, it might be easier to just hit the root note.
Well, on that one, he's hitting a higher note. Before he was going.
Alright, he's hitting a higher note. Yeah, it's a. Yeah, I didn't transcribe that part, but we could go back to it. Right there, like about 1 minute into it.
Yeah.
It's the same. He's doing an A chord. and he's taking pinky on the...
Oh, is that what he's doing?
I didn't transcribe it, but you could take an A chord and then you take pinky, let me pause this, at the third string.
All right, fifth fret.
Fifth fret. And then also on the fourth string, okay. String as well. Yeah. So third string, fifth fret, and fourth string, fifth fret off an A chord. So A bar with finger one on the A chord, and then with the pinky you play the other notes. But I'm more interested in having you, rather than get lost in this, trying to play it exactly as... Yes, these riffs are good, and I want you to learn them, but I also want you to not spend weeks on just learning the riff and jam along ASAP.
Right.
And part of it is, we're not used to strumming this fast, so one of the techniques you could use is just do bass. Instead of strumming the whole chord, mm-hmm. you just do bass and then the upper strings back and forth. In fact, I don't even hit the bass note every other time. I hit it every four times.
Right.
So try it with me. It would be like, so you're just gonna do bass and then strings 4, 3, and 2. So the bass note in this case is on string 5.
Right.
And then strings 4, 3, and 2 is on, I'm not doing the top string. So I'm going bass drum. Yeah, good. And then to put it in context, let me see. I'm doing the bass every other time. Bass nut, bass nut, bass nut, bass nut. Try that just on an A chord. Yeah, and we can go slower, like bass drum, strum, bass drum, strum, bass drum, strum, bass drum. All right, the beat is 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're going 1. Putting the bass on 1 and 3, and putting the chord on the end of 1 and the end of 2. It sounds like this, Dan. 1 and 3 and 1. All right. So when I give you the slower version, you can practice that along with it. Let's do the whole blues like that. Right? Right. The whole blues with just the bass note, because you're gonna need this if you wanna go faster and strum along with this.
Right.
All right, so 1. We're gonna do the whole pattern, which I wrote down here. Right. It says solos, but you can use it for comping. 1, 2, 3, 4, bass and bass. Whatever number of strings the chord has is what bass note you choose.
Right.
Now you know that the names of the strings are
right.
E, A, and D, so those are the notes you hit first for each respective chord. And now it's just a matter of practicing it. Let's try it again. In terms of up or down strums, just do all downs for now. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, down, down. Practice along with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Talking about is when it's a faster rhythm, you don't have to strike all the strings, and that's how those guys get away with. You know, imagine I was trying to go, let's go back to the original tempo, if I was trying to strum all six strings. I can't hear anything else. You know, I can't keep it staccato.
Right.
Staccato means short, right?
Right.
So...